right, let's see if I remember how to do this part. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, Monday morning, July 12th. Welcome, friends. We're back from 2 weeks off. Well, privileged John, as Steve and I hosted a best of week each. But the whole gang was back together. Here's what today's show sounded like. We talked soccer bets, TikTok time travel, jewelry made out of teeth, and I put together a Monday morning mashup while we were away. See if somebody decoded that. And of course, you're getting four random facts and thin the herd like every Monday morning. Here it is. Enjoy. It's the Daily Podcast.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Great.
All right. Good.
Awesome.
All right. Good. Yeah. Nice. Relaxed. Have fun time off.
Sure did.
All right. You?
Yeah. Staycation was awesome.
Yeah. It was really, really good. I had a great time once I got home. While I was down the shore, I was like, nah, this isn't working out this year.
Why not? We had great weather. COVID restrictions lifted.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
It was.
Except for?
I'm not used to living with an 18-month-old.
Oh, right. Okay.
So,
yeah, I guess that would be abrupt.
Really abrupt.
Change of pace.
By the way, I'm curious, only because I saw this story this morning, and I know all of a sudden, I think you got to call 1-800-GAMBLER. I really do.
Why? What happened? How do you know about my betting activities? It's been 2 weeks.
Right. Because I know you were watching the Euro Cup thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, the soccer final.
Right. And you've never, ever, mentioned soccer in your life.
Oh, John, do I have some screen caps to show you?
All right.
I sent Steve a litany yesterday during that game.
They've cleaned up.
Yeah, I did.
I did. Oh, good for you.
For a Yank, I sure know how to bet on soccer. I don't know anything about it, but I know how to bet on it.
All right, because I bet you didn't do as good as this guy in London.
Oh, hit me. I love these.
All right, right.
Mattress Mick.
A gambler in London laid out $15.50 on a six-leg parlay bet that had odds of 90,396-1 of coming through.
Come on, dude.
And it did.
What?
It paid him $1.36 million.
Wow. Son of a. All right. Forget about my $150 get yesterday.
So he took Croatia over Scotland.
Uh-huh.
All right. Won that. England over the Czech Republic, won that.
Okay.
Steve Stryker in the Senior Players Championship.
Stryker.
Okay. Nelly Korda.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In the Women's PGA Championship.
Wow. This is multi-sport.
Victor Hovland.
Yeah.
All right. In the BMW International. And Harris English in the Travelers.
This is a long bet.
Right. This is a long
bet. This took all year.
All right. This is a six-way bet for $15.50.
So random.
And he made $1.3 million.
Wow, that's a time traveler, confirmed.
That is for sure.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
As long as you brought up that guy and saying and calling him a time traveler, there's a time traveler on TikTok.
Oh.
All right. Yes. And he has a dire warning for all of mankind.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, this self-proclaimed time traveler says that he's been to the year 3036, and at that time you are as free as you're ever going to be. Okay, but according to him, things really start going to crap in December of 2052. That's when the big blackout happens and all power and internet service stop, and it leads to turmoils, riots, you know, dogs and cats living together, you name it. All right. Also, 1,000 years from now, the zoos will be filled with cats, dogs, squirrels, and rabbits, which are viewed as exotic animals. So start breeding now, folks.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You know, it takes a special kind of person to think that this is fashionable. But there's a jewelry company in Australia, and they're in the news because they make jewelry out of your loved one's teeth.
Cool.
After they pass away.
All right.
Cindy Graham would be into this.
All right.
That's a good.
She wears those dead people hair necklaces.
That's true. That's true. We'll ask her when she gets here. The company is called Grave Metallium, and they do everything from necklaces to earrings to rings with full molars. Right?
Are terrifying if you see one out of a mouth.
Yeah, they are.
What? All right. It goes that deep?
But they're putting them in root down.
Okay.
So it's not going to be root up. It's root down.
It's tasteful.
Well, if in a ring, it's root down. As earrings. At earrings, you know, they will probably, as earrings, they're root down too. It would be like little dangler things.
Will you marry me? Here's Nana's molar.
Prices so range from hundreds to thousands of dollars. And they can also do it with baby teeth. When your kids lose their teeth, you can turn that into something also. All right?
No.
I wonder, can you get that at Jared? You think Jared's going to have that?
This year, forget the diamonds or sapphires. Give her the gift she'll cherish forever and probably never forget. Say I love you with Uncle Louie's bicuspid studded earrings. Nothing brings more joy than wearing a pair of wisdom teeth from your Aunt Edna as a pendant around your neck. Give her something she's only dreamt of. Your Grandma Minnie's dentures separated individually and formed into a beautiful memory bracelet.
I love it. It looks like she's biting me.
The exclusive Departed Teeth Collection, bringing precious family members back, one tooth at a time.
Song stories coming up at 7:10. We'll celebrate Christine McVie's birthday, but Cindy Graham's here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be back. Although I have to admit, and I was just saying this to Dave, right? After a 2-week vacation, all right, Sunday night gets real depressing. when the reality of, you still work for a living. When that
it's
comes
bad.
Screaming back.
Oh, it's bad. I know. Yeah. I was up on my deck until 10:30 last night. I didn't want
to
face it.
The rudest thing that happened to me over the course of the past 2 weeks is that alarm going off this morning.
I know. How dare it? How dare Damn, it?
Right. So did you hear the story about the teeth jewelry?
I did, and I love the idea.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do.
I mean, it's not like they're using them anymore.
Well, that's true, but the idea of walking around with grandma's teeth hanging from your earlobes is...
Well, I like the ring idea better.
You like the ring idea better?
Yeah, so... they actually used to do that in Victorian time, too. With baby teeth.
Yeah.
Now John loves it.
Right. Yeah, especially because I can get, you know... pants with flaps in the front.
Oh, that too.
Instead of a zipper.
A lovely pair.
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, get us started.
Okay, Lewis Carroll never uses the name Mad Hatter in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Really?
The character is just called the Hatter, and he's a mad tea party, so people started to blend the two.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Steve?
Christopher Columbus thought manatees were mermaids on his first journey to the Americas. He wrote in his journal in 1493 that he saw 3 mermaids, but, quote, they are not so beautiful as they are said to be. Wow. We went from mermaids to sea cows. Oh, all right.
Sahara means deserts in Arabic. So the Sahara Desert, if you think about it, is the desert's desert.
Okay.
A little redundant.
And when Sacha Baron Cohen is speaking Kazakh in Borat, he's actually speaking Hebrew. Which is intentionally ironic because Borat is so anti-Semitic. And there you have him, your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Ready Set Philly. Go to ReadySetPhilly.com to plan your post-vax return to the city. Probably something you noticed, maybe you didn't. Go your own way and don't stop. Both of those songs broach the same subject. One a little more delicately than the other. Christine McVie explains that while it's her birthday today, and while both songs were essential to the Rumors album, her own Don't Stop was less of a pointed way of dealing with a former partner than Lindsay Buckingham's Go Your Own Way. So she says,
I can't speak for Lindsay, but if I'd written a song like that at such a delicate time, I probably wouldn't have the courage to sing it. But the point is, it was such a bloody good song. But you see, that's why Rumours was such a diary. Don't Stop was the same thing. I mean, that was written about John, saying that, well, thinking the words, and the words sort of say it.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash. Slice, dice, chip, chop.
The Monday Morning Mashup.
So, like I was saying earlier, I honestly believe that one of these is blatantly obvious.
Correct.
But the other one is the tough part of it.
Yeah.
All right. So it's, if you've never heard the Monday Morning Mashup before, it is two songs that Dave sort of weaves together. And if you can figure out the both of them, you're going to walk away with a copy. Leonard Skidded Live at Nebworth, 1976. It's a DVD and CD, courtesy of Eagle Rock Entertainment. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. The clip, one more time, sounds like this. Now, I don't know what's going on. I see Taylor answering phone calls, and then I see people disappearing. So I don't know if they're calling in and just talking to Taylor, giving her the answer. It would be nice if they wait to talk to us. So the number 215-263-WMGK. We will start out this morning with Mary Ann. Hi, Mary. Anne Marie. Yep. I'm sorry. Well, if you read it backwards, it's Mary Ann.
It's true. Dyslexically, it's correct.
Hi, Anne Marie. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, John. I get that all the time.
Okay. All right. Where are you from, darling?
Marlton by way of Philadelphia.
Okay, fine. And are you working this morning, or what's your
I
story?
Am. I'm getting ready now.
Okay. Where do you work?
At Society Hill Towers in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Oh, the windiest place in Philadelphia.
It certainly is. We have our own weather pattern.
You do. Have you ever been there outside
I don't think so.
When you get down to Society Hill Towers, remember you've heard me talk about the Venturi Factor, when wind moves through city streets,
yeah.
Right? It builds up speed as it does.
Uh-huh.
Well, when it releases down at Society Hill Towers because that's the first place it opens up onto the river. Right. So when doesn't matter what time of the year it is, you walk out of those buildings and there's wind.
Wow.
Anne Marie does her hair at work.
You nailed it.
Okay. Well, Anne Marie, what do you think? Do you want to hear the song again?
No, I think I got it.
You think you got it? Okay. All right. So tell me, what are the two songs?
In the City and So Into You.
In the City and So Into You. I have to tell you that, my dear lady, is incorrect.
Oh,
that is incorrect. So,
how was that?
Well, thank you anyway, John. I hope you guys have a great day.
Well, thank you so much. Once again, for those of you who did not hear the clip, I don't know if there's a problem with the phones this morning or not.
What's going on here?
All right, because people are calling in. She puts them on hold, and then they go away.
They disappear.
All right, then disappear each time. All right, let's try Dean here this morning.
Now they're lighting up.
Okay. Oh, now is that it? Okay.
Stick with us.
To hear it 45 times.
Stick with us, folks.
Let's try Dean. All right, Dean, what do you think? What do you think the two songs are?
I think it's In the City and The Boys Are Back in Town.
In the City and The Boys Are Back in Town. I have to tell you that
is incorrect.
There's so many things to say, but I can't. I know that. I know that. Let's go over to Debbie. Debbie, what do you think the two songs are?
I think it's I Know a Little About Love and In the City.
And that, Debbie, is...
Is that our
incorrect.
Third In the City
yeah.
guess?
Yeah, it's
it
the third
is.
In the City
I don't
guess.
Even...
Do you know what's wild? I hear why they hear that.
Okay, I don't.
I hear
I
why
even
they
know
hear
that song.
That. Let's go to John. John, what are you going to say? What are the three songs, or are the two songs?
Don't say In the City.
Let's see, Queen, Fat Bottom Girls, and The Boys Are Back in Town from Thin Lizzy.
Queen, Fat Bottom Girls, and The Boys Are Back in Town? All right, I have to tell you, sir, that that...
Is that the third caller? Or
is absolutely correct.
Did we get past the third caller this time or no?
We did.
We did. We made it to a fourth caller.
Nice job,
Johnny. It is, in fact...
You guys, I actually had to drive Ben Lizzie around a few times when my friend was their manager.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
That's great. That's great. Well, then
let's come true.
Well, then let's play some Thin Lizzy for you. Right after we play some Queen.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
After 2 weeks off, boy, have the stupid built up.
Thin the herd. Thin the herd.
You know how they say someone has a name that's destined for greatness? Right, well, it probably works the other way around as well. Last Friday, a 34-year-old woman in Florida was arrested for DUI after crashing her car into a Taco Bell sign, a water meter, and a tree.
All right.
And get this. Her name is Kenesha Booze. All right. And yes, her last name is Booze. And on Friday night, she had been boozing it up. Kenesha works at that Taco Bell where it happened. It was around 10 o'clock at night. It's unclear whether she was leaving work, arriving at work, or was just, you know, off and hit that Taco Bell as a coincidence. She also left the scene and sped through some red lights, but cops caught up with her and threw her in the clink. She was released on Saturday morning after posting $1,750 bail. That is Kenesha Booze.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right. Vincent Marks is a 27-year-old from Plaquemine. I think it's Plaquemine, Louisiana, near Baton Rouge, and likes to pretend to be a cop.
Okay.
Well, earlier this month, he did that and pulled someone over in near New Orleans. His car had flashing lights, so the driver just assumed that it was a real cop and pulled into a parking lot. Then Vincent used his own car to block the guy in. He whipped out a fake badge and acted like a police officer.
Oh.
Turns out he picked the wrong car because that person is a real cop. He was off duty. That cop also recognized Vincent because they had a run-in before.
Oh, no.
There was a domestic disturbance earlier this year.
Vincent.
Yeah, so it seems like Vincent realized that it was a real cop and took off because this happened a few days ago and they just tracked him down. And now he's facing charges for impersonating a police officer.
In the herd.
What do you got?
Mine's semi-local. An Altoona guy did himself in when he decided he didn't like every bit of the $2,000 worth of gear he stole from a local Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay.
I guess he just gathered it up, walked out. But he's accused of failing to pay for all the stuff because after loading up his car with it, he ended up coming back in the store to return one of the items.
What, he didn't like it?
He didn't like one of the items, so he tried to return it after stealing it, like directly minutes later. They reportedly found all the footage of him leaving the store on surveillance and busted him. They got his license plate number. He's screwed.
In the herd.
Last month this happened. A 30-year-old guy in Orlando got busted for driving on a suspended license, and his actual name is Shaft Bang Adams.
Got some good ones today.
As a matter of fact, I think
I was looking for it.
We got to change the music here. He's got a long rap sheet. He's been in and out of jail for years, so cops arrested him. And at the intake, they found something illegal on his actual shaft, on Shaft's shaft. During a strip search at the prison, a prison guard found four meth rocks in his junk.
All right.
This doesn't make any sense until you realize that Shaft's shaft is uncircumcised.
And this is where he was hiding it.
They charged him with possession of methamphetamine and for introducing contraband into a penal institution. See what I did there?
Yep.
He got out after posting bond 8 days later, but now is back in jail because they just got him on a cocaine charge. Yes, Shaft, you are material.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.